Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, it's every Thursday.
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're looking for the perfect birthday gift to make your friends and family feel the love on their special day, check out 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers is your ultimate birthday gifting destination, with thoughtful and artfully crafted options guaranteed to deliver the best smiles. Make every birthday brighter with gorgeous bouquets, gifts, and more. To get 15% off on your order, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15 for 15% off.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I'm Colleen Wolfe from Thursday Night Football and Good Morning Football Weekend.
And I'm Ricky Hollywood from Around the NFL and The Broadcast.
On our new podcast, Split Ends, Ricky and I will be coming to you every week to talk about all the important and unimportant storylines in the football world.
Join us for the stories on and off the field that matter. And some don't, but we think they're interesting, so we're going to talk about them anyway. We'll break down games, news stories, tweets, interviews, whatever it takes to cover the ins and outs of the NFL world.
We're here to talk you through it.
Just a couple of best friends talking ball.
Listen to Split Ends on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 83, Rob Parker.
Welcome into the podcast. I'm your host, Rob Parker. What a great show we have for you this week. Former NBA champ and one of the biggest baseball fans going, Eddie Howe stops by to talk some baseball. Can't wait for that. Plus, we will have J.R. Gamble with Foul or Fair. That and much more. Let's go.
Batter up!
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
Man, these final 2 weeks of the season will be very, very interesting. And I don't know, as far as drama goes, the American League wild card is as good as it gets. going into Wednesday night's action, the Red Sox were 1.5 games in front of the other two teams vying for a wild card, the Blue Jays, and then the Blue Jays had a half a game lead on the Yankees. So those three teams going into Wednesday were fighting for two of the final three spots. The Blue Jays came out of nowhere, got caught fire. The Red Sox have gotten it revved back up. They're on a hot streak. And the Yankees, after having a red hot streak of winning 13 in a row, then they slumped, and now they're back into it. So now there's a chance that the Yankees and Red Sox might make it, or the Blue Jays might knock one of those two teams out. And the Yankees, I still look at them and say, with the way that they've put it together, and I'll say this, they finally got a dose of the Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton. Like, this is what people have been thinking about for a long time, and whether or not, you know, these two guys could stay healthy and both mash, and they've both been mashing. But here's the other part that people don't really think about when you think about the Yankees, because you always think about home runs and the big hitters, and you figure that, you know, they're going to outscore people. But if anything, this Yankee team has been about pitching too. And the staff behind Gerrit Cole, right, was supposed to be a concern, but it really isn't, if you're honest. And going into Wednesday, the Yankees are tied with the Rays for the sixth best ERA in the majors. Meanwhile, the Yankees scoring only 19th. Who would have thought that the Yankees would be more about pitching than offense? They scuffle time and time again, but it is about the pitching. And so these final few weeks, we'll see where that pitching, if it holds up, if it does, and there's some big hits, the Yankees can find themselves in the playoffs again. And then, you know, I would be afraid of the Yankees if they do get in, because we saw in August when they ran off those 13 in a row, they can beat you with the pitching mound, off the pitching mound, or at the plate. So the Yankees are scary. This wild card race is tremendous.
Number two.
The Cincinnati Reds have rewarded manager David Bell with a new 2-year contract extension through 2023. And you know what? David Bell deserves it. This was the final year of his initial 3-year deal to manage the team. And Bell's done a good job. Coming into Wednesday, he has a 184-190 record in Cincinnati, including a 78-74 record this season with 10 games left, and they still have a shot at the playoffs. So last year, the Reds were 31-29 in that abbreviated 2020 season. They reached a wild card series before being swept in 2 games by the Braves. But the Reds are viable and have a good team and came on. And if you're going to criticize and fire managers when things don't go right, I think it's only right that David Bell gets a new contract, because the Reds were fun. They're over 500. They're in the hunt. They get hot. Could they get in the playoffs? They could. So congratulations and mazel tov to David Bell and his new 2-year contract extension in Cincinnati.
Number three.
Going into Wednesday, the San Francisco Giants keep hanging on. They had a dramatic come-from-behind victory over the Padres Tuesday night in the series opener at Petco Park. And I'll tell you, what makes the Giants so scary and unbelievable are players like Lamont Wade Jr. This guy has blossomed and comes up with big hits. They get contributions from everywhere. On Tuesday night, Wade Jr. had a go-ahead RBI single to give the Giants a 6-5 comeback victory. He's done this all year. Coming into the season, Wade Jr. had something like 2 or 3 lifetime home runs in the big leagues. And this year he has 18 or 19, somewhere around that number, out of nowhere. And he's been a big part. But this San Francisco Giants team just doesn't seem to go away. The Dodgers have a run differential of like plus 250 runs, like ridiculous. And they can't get in first place in the NL West. And coming into Wednesday, the Giants had 11 games remaining, trying to wrap up this division out of nowhere. People just had no idea how good the Giants would be. You know, people know about Buster Posey, you know, that's a Hall of Fame kind of catcher. People know him. But for the most part, there's a lot of no names. And that's incredible. And let me just give you one more number on Wade and how good this guy is and why the Giants are where they are. You ready for this? Wade is now 12 for 19. That's a .632 batting average with a 1.597 OPS and 11 RBIs in the ninth inning this year. Did you hear me? 12 for 19 in the ninth inning. Incredible, with 11 RBIs off of those 12 hits. It's players like that that lift teams and give them a chance to win. So hats off to Lamont Wade Jr.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, now let's welcome into the podcast Eddie House, the former NBA champ and lover of baseball. Yes, he is the biggest baseball fan going. Eddie, welcome to the podcast, and let's just jump right into it. Are you a fan of the wild card? How exciting will it be in the AL East, especially with the Yankees, Red Sox, and Jays all vying for those two spots in the wild card? And which teams do you think will make it, and why?
Yes, I love the wild card for this reason. It gives some added excitement to not only the fan base, but it also gives a team that doesn't win a division an opportunity to get a chance to play in the playoffs and possibly get to the World Series. All you have to do is get hot at the right time, get rolling, your pitchers start pitching well, guys start hitting the ball, and it all comes together. And from that wild card, you could become World Series champions. So for that reason alone, and the excitement and being a baseball fan and extending it and giving more opportunities for other teams to get in, I love it. And speaking of the wild card, the two teams that I think is going to come out of the wild card, that are going to win a wild card, I should say, are, these are familiar foes. They're familiar faces. We've all heard a story about them. The rivalry is unmatched in baseball, and that's Boston and New York. You know, you got two teams where the fan bases don't like each other. A lot of times the players don't like each other. They're bitter rivals, eternal enemies. And I think that those two teams are going to be the ones that come out of the American League to win that wild card. I mean, look, you just follow the money and follow the star power. Both team have star power. Both team are huge draws. I think that with the way that they've been playing here of late, that they're going to be the ones that advance and get an opportunity to play and compete for a World Series.
The Giants and Dodgers are still in the dogfight for the division. With 10 games left going into Thursday, come on, Eddie, who's going to win the NL West crown? Will it be the Dodgers who won the last 8 years or the out-of-nowhere Giants?
Looking at the remaining schedule, I believe San Francisco will win the West. Both teams are closing out the season with games versus the Padres, versus the Rockies, and the D-backs. The Rockies and D-backs, not formidable opponents, but we know the Padres have been tough, but they've been slipping here of late. The fact that the Dodgers have Milwaukee for their last homestand is something that makes me give the nod to San Francisco, because San Francisco closes out against the Padres. The Padres been skidding a little bit, had injuries, been beat up, and the Giants have been steady all season long. I think the Brewers will come in against the Dodgers and give them a real tough series right there at the end of the season. So for that reason, I have to give the nod to Bay Area, San Francisco, Giants.
Eddie, if Vlad Guerrero Jr. wins the Triple Crown in the American League, is he the MVP or no? It's going to be Shohei Ohtani no matter what.
This is kind of splitting hairs, you know. But at the same time, both guys have had great seasons. And I'm talking about Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Shohei Ohtani. You look at what Guerrero has done. If he has an opportunity to win the Triple Crown, to me, if you win a Triple Crown, that's historic in itself. Not that Ohtani's not doing anything historic, but if you win the Triple Crown, I think that automatically gives you the nod to be the MVP of that season. But he has a lot of work to do. With 10 games left, he's 10 RBIs behind the leader. So he has some climbing to do. On the flip side of that coin, I look at Ohtani and what Ohtani has done over this year. He's hitting just as well as Guerrero Jr. is in the home run category and the RBI category. But he is accounted for 9 wins for his team because and 3.28 ERA is something that can't be accounted for when you're only talking about batting because he's doing it on both sides. This is somebody that I have just marveled over the fact of how well he is with the stick and how well he is with the ball in his hand on the mound. I've never seen anything like this. And with Guerrero not catching the leader in RBIs, I would have to give the nod to Showtime as being the MVP.
Eddie, you've said a couple times on this podcast how Ricky Henderson was your favorite player. You know, Ricky, the all-time steals leader, yes. How much do you enjoy Ohtani and Tatis bringing base stealing back into the game?
As a lifelong A's fan and Ricky Henderson fan, there was nothing better than seeing Ricky slide in safely, stealing any base, second or third, didn't matter. Seeing him get up, dust himself off, take a look at the pitcher and the catcher, knowing he got the best of them. In the neighborhood, we call.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Order the Ricky slide, not a head first slide. The pizzazz, the flair, mixed with aggression. You had to love it. You had to love it. That's a lost art now. But we have two superstars who are trying to bring it back to the forefront. Not only do they get it done at the plate, but they also get it done on the base path. And that's Shohei Ohtani and Tatis Jr. Those two guys are bringing that lost art that people forgot how important it is to the game of baseball back to center stage. They're not only doing things, hitting the ball over the fence, but they're getting on the base pass, getting to second, getting to third, giving their team an opportunity to score runs when a lot of times people think you don't have that opportunity. But if you steal that base, you're 90 feet closer to getting where you need to get. I love seeing the stars doing it, and I hope it continues to grow because it's a huge part of my life. Me being a baseball fan is a huge part of what I seen growing up. So I hope that continues.
All right, Eddie. Thanks, man. We appreciate it. Thanks for the knowledge. And I love that you love baseball, my man.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Centro. The analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
Anthony Masterson is his name. BS Analytics is his game. What do you got for me, Anthony?
Hyperbole is such a crutch in today's world of sports debate. This is the worst the game has ever been. Shohei Ohtani is having the greatest season ever. I'll die if the Yankees don't make the playoffs. It's exhausting. Now, this is somewhat of a subtweet about Royals catcher Salvador Perez. On Monday, Perez broke the single-season home run record by a primary catcher with 46, passing the legendary Johnny Bench. Now, Perez is having the best season of his career, 115 RBI, 866 OPS, as he tries to become the first ever AL catcher to lead the circuit in home runs. Now that's led to a lot of talk about Sal having the best season ever for a catcher, which, okay. I want to scream from the rooftops, this is not an indictment on Sal Perez, a future Hall of Famer and a wonderful ambassador for the game. No, this is an indictment of how we fail to contextualize the present. The home runs, sure, even if a third of them have come as a DH, fine. The RBI, don't even crack the top 10 for a catcher. The OPS, not in the top 100 seasons ever for a catcher. Neither the OPS Plus, which takes into account era and league. The 5.3 wins above replacement, just barely in the all-time top 100 seasons for a catcher as well. Guys like Piazza, Bench, Carter, Fisk, Campanella, they can all lay claim to some of the best seasons ever for a catcher. Sal Perez is having a phenomenal year, but please, just let the present breathe a bit before trying to get clicks.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
John Lester recently won his 200th game, joining Zach Greinke and Justin Verlander as the only 200-game winners currently in Major League Baseball. J.R., is it foul or is it fair to say, especially considering the home run happy era they pitched in, that all three of these pitchers are Hall of Famers?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
This was a hard one because I have to adjust for era. 200 plus wins in an MLB career now is like 250, 300 wins 30 years ago. My automatic picks are Justin Verlander, and let's throw Max Scherzer in there. He's got 190 wins and should eclipse 200 early next season. He's 15-4 this year and on his way to a fourth Cy Young Award. That speaks for itself. Verlander leads the pack with 226 wins over 16 seasons. He's won 20 twice with a high of 24 wins in 2011. The man has two Cy Young Awards and seven top five finishes in the Cy Young voting. And he has an American League MVP award under his belt, as well as a beautiful wife. So Verlander, he's got it locked down. He'll be in Cooperstown. Lester and Greinke, on the other hand, not as sure, but they could both get in on longevity. Although I think Greinke is a nod better. He's played 18 years, a 3.41 ERA in a hitter's era. He's approaching 3,000 strikeouts, 219 career wins, a Cy Young in 2009, and twice led Major League Baseball in ERA. In 2015, he was 19-3 with a 1.66 ERA. That's all-time stuff. Greinke's never won 20 games, but he has been dominant. Lester, on the other hand, his career ERA is in a 3.5, a little higher than Greinke's, but he is a five-time All-Star and a three-time World Series champion, which boosts his case. He's never won 20, and he's never won a Cy Young. He did finish fourth twice in the Cy Young voting and second once, but that definitely hurts his case, not having one. Lester led the league in wins one time in 2018 with 18. So I'll say yes to everyone. Scherzer, Hall of Famer. Verlander, Hall of Famer. Even Greinke, Hall of Famer, except Lester. And that might be my Boston bias, but I don't think it is. Because neither him nor Greinke are better than Oral Hershiser, who's not in the Hall of Fame, but injuries hurt him. So, Lester, sorry, no Hall of Fame.
Turn money into more money.
Now it's time for Betting on the Bases with Dave Gascon.
Love that money. Love that money.
Rob, what's going on? We lead into another weekend and coming down the stretch of Major League Baseball's regular season. Hard to believe, but we have plenty of winners in sight. Dodgers are in Arizona taking on the Diamondbacks, and they still continue their pursuit of the San Francisco Giants for the division, the National League West. So I'm taking the Dodgers with Clayton Kershaw on the bump in game number one. Outside of that, I like the matchup with the Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Those two teams vying for a wild card spot. Nathan Eovaldi versus Gerrit Cole in the pitching matchup there. I'm going with the Yankees in this one. They are going to be a road team in this affair. Cole 15-8 this season with a 3.03 ERA. And because the Dodgers are in pursuit of the San Francisco Giants, it only makes sense that I continue to go with the Giants. They're going to be in the Mile High City taking on the Colorado Rockies. Alex Wood versus Peter Lambert in that pitching matchup. Wood's been fantastic so far for San Francisco. 10-4 with an ERA at 3.99. I am taking the road team in that affair. 1, 2, and 3. That's how we do it. Rob, we'll see you next week.
Take out the papers in the trash.
Yeah.
It's time for Trash Talk Twitter. Twitter. Your chance to trash anyone or anything in Major League Baseball.
This trash comes from David S. And he tweeted me this. I'm trashing Major League Baseball. How is it that one of the two best teams in baseball, not to mention the National League, are going to be relegated to one of the wild card games? Really? Just change the stupid rule. You can reward division winners without screwing the other. You want your best teams out in the first round? There it is. There's David. He's hot and mad. If you want your tweet to be on Trash Talking, make sure you hit me up on Twitter at RobParkerFS1.
Batter up!
It's Jones in for baseball.
Cowboy.
A fan's take on the game we love.
You're out!
Hello, everyone. Hope all is well. On Monday, in the first game of a doubleheader against the Cleveland Indians, Salvador Perez hit his 46th home run of the season. That broke the record held by Johnny Bench for the most home runs hit by a catcher in the season. It also tied him with Vladdy Jr. for the most home runs in the AL. Salvi's currently batting .276 on the season to go along with his league lead 115 RBIs. Not numbers we would normally associate with a catcher, which in my eyes makes what he's done and continuing to do on the season that much more impressive because of the fact he has to catch on an everyday basis and still comes through at the plate. Now, under normal circumstances, these numbers will have won in the discussion for the MVP. However, we all know Otani's going to win the MVP in the AL, so that's a mute point. Speaking of players who can both pitch as well as hit, Anthony Gosse made his debut as a pitcher in the second game of the doubleheader for the Cleveland Indians. Now, if that name sounds familiar, yes, in fact, it is the same Anthony Gosse that played for the Detroit Tigers in 2015, where he had 23 stolen bases, 24 doubles, and a respectable .254 average. He's remade himself into a pitcher, one that throws triple digits, in fact. It seems something spectacular happens on a daily basis around the league this year. It just goes to show how special the talent in this league is. In my eyes, this regular season will go down as not only one of the most memorable, but also one of my personal favorites. But now, I'm looking forward to the playoffs. I can't lie to you. I can't wait to see how the season will unfold.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
Reason number 995 why baseball's better than the NFL and the NBA. First, let's tip our hats to the Tampa Bay Rays, who clinched their playoff berth for the third straight year. That's right, whether fans come there or not, they still keep playing and are making the playoffs again. But here's the best part. You know, in some sports, maybe, you know, you can't always keep the game notes or fudge it a little bit. But in baseball, you can. The Rays found the notes from the Blue Jays on how to pitch people, right? Like the cheat sheet. And guess what? They didn't return it. They kept it. You know? I mean, when Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and the Patriots were doing Spygate and checking out on defensive signals. You know, they got the largest fine in the history of the NFL. That's what Belichick got. In baseball, nothing. Losers, keepers, finders, weepers, right? That's what it is. Is that how it goes? Pretty funny. But hats off to the Blue Jays. Even if the stadium ain't packed, the Rays just keep winning. And you know what? They will be playing once again in October. In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
If you're looking for the perfect birthday gift to make your friends and family feel the love on their special day, check out 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers is your ultimate birthday gifting destination, with thoughtful and artfully crafted options guaranteed to deliver the best smiles. Make every birthday brighter with gorgeous bouquets, gifts, and more. To get 15% off on your order, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15 for 15% off.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them, with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.